Sean, 2025, Houston, Texas, the Caney wide receiver to New Kinds is scheduled to make his commitment on Monday, July 8th. A time for that commitment has not been solidified. It's been kind of a little bit of an interesting conversation because like nobody else is reporting it. It was one platform that reported the commitment date, but Tanuk retweeted it and put it out in the universe. So it must be true, I guess, right? So, but we don't know exactly when on Monday, July 8th, Tanuk Hines will be making a decision, but he will be making a decision. Now, he took official visits, and we'll break this down one by one, but he took official visits to Notre Dame, to Baylor, to Texas, to USC, to Arizona State. So that is a group that looks like the finalists for Tanuk Hines. Well, I'm actually not going to start with Notre Dame first, Sean, because I want to spend our time on the three teams I believe are the top schools for him. So let's get the two that I think are not near the top list.
You're about to give Baylor the South Carolina treatment.
I'm about to give Baylor and Arizona State the participation award of you did a good job, man. You did a good job, right? Sean, let's say it this way. Arizona State getting an official visit from Tanuk Hines was a great job for them by them. And that's no shot at all. This kid has over 40 offers, Sean. 40-something offers for Tanuk Hines. This is a national recruit, 6 foot, 185 pounds. 4.39 reported speed, 10.44 100 meter kid, 27.1 200 meter. Like, this is a very talented athlete out of the state of Texas. And Arizona State got an official visit from him, which I think is a great job by them. Baylor, I think, would be a bigger threat out of the two just because the Texas thing, right? He's a Houston kid, Texas kid. Baylor, obviously, is a Texas school. Like, that has a little bit of pull, but yes. Not trying to disrespect Arizona State or Baylor, but I don't think that they are going to be the team to beat in the end for Tanuk Hines. Do not see that one coming necessarily.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Let's go to Notre Dame first here, Sean. Let's go to Notre Dame first. We've talked about this one because it's been fascinating. It really has. Offered in December. Months went by and was just kind of a name on the board. Like, he was a name, but he wasn't a guy that we ever talked about on the short list of top wide receivers and the short list of guys that you're trending well with. Like, he's not on a hot board. Like, that's just wasn't a guy that had really demonstrated a crazy amount of interest in Notre Dame. And then Tanuk earlier this spring came to campus, Sean, for a first time for an unofficial visit. And we had talked about after the fact that they did so well with Tanuk Hines on this unofficial visit that they quickly became like a top three school for him. Like, I mean, maybe at the time, like, you're thinking like, wow, like, they really did an incredible job with Tanuk. Now, the next step, Sean, was after you leave campus with that warm and fuzzy feeling inside to get him to come back and experience it again, right? And to see if he does experience it again. Well, they got Tanuk Hines back for an official visit a couple weekends ago. And Sean, leaving the visit, talking to sources both on the Hines side and on the Notre Dame side, felt it again. He felt it again, in my opinion. He did. So I think that Notre Dame is the favorite for this one. Now, this one is not like Jadon that we just broke down, though, folks. This is not a Notre Dame here, clear tier break, and then two others. Like, Notre Dame has the fight to finish this one with Tanuk Hines. This is not a runaway, no doubter, is kind of how I'm pressing this one, okay? But Tanuk Hines, I think, really understands what Notre Dame brings to the table, Sean. He's a very quiet, reserved kid that talked about the first time he got to South Bend. He was very kind of unsure about his surroundings, very unsure of the people around him, and they got the best out of him. They got him to talk. They got him to open up. They got him to engage. And I think that Notre Dame has shown Tanuk Hines that more than anything, even outside of, and we've talked about, like, Mike Denbrock sat down with him this past visit and showed him how he's used guys in the past and how he reminds him of some guys he had at LSU and some guys he's had here and there. And that stuff's all important, right? Like, Will Fuller is a name that you could throw out there. That stuff's important. But I think more than anything, Sean, Notre Dame and the staff, Marty Biagi, Mike Brown, Mike Denbrock, Marcus Freeman, Chad Bowden, they've connected with this young man as a person, and they have made him feel like he could succeed at Notre Dame, not just as an athlete, not just as a football player, but as a person. I think that that matters so much in this recruitment.
Football season may be over, but the action on the floor is heating up. Whether it's tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. We are the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You heard it, 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. It is so easy to use. All you have to do is download the app in the App Store or Google Play Store, sign up, add some funds, and you're in. Then you just find your favorite player and decide more or less on the suggested stat. It really is that easy. The night I joined, I picked Hannah Hidalgo to have more than 14 points, Maddie Westbeld to have less than 10 rebounds, and Marcus Burton to have more than 18 points. And guess what? I hit on all three. Bing, bang, boom, baby. Money in my pocket. It was just that easy. Download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code IRISH for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
So basically, going back to the very beginning, our conversation, when things started bubbling with the interest, Mike Brown comes in, Mike Denbrock comes in, and you start hearing about Tanu Kyne and they're working to get him on campus. You know, our conversation, like, yeah, we're not going to buy in. If they get him on campus, then we'll start really believing. And then next thing you know, it's like, oh, snap, he's coming to campus. He's coming for a visit on his own dime. Okay.
And Sean, at that time, I remember thinking like, oh, cool, he's going to come see campus, then we're never going to hear from him again.
Oh,
That was my thought.
Yeah. This is what I'm really trying to get across to everybody, how meteoric this recruitment has been. Like, because even when his name started bubbling, we were like, all right, they have to get him on campus. Okay, if they get him on campus, they have to make an impact. Like, can they really surge and get to the point where they can challenge USC and Texas? And then after the visit, it's like, oh, they jumped in the top three? Yeah. Okay. For me, this is what it signals. And I think you can attest to this. A lot of people focus so much on position coaches, which are very important, because most of the time they are the initial contact along with the director of recruiting, right? They work hand in hand. But when you talk about collaborative efforts and how, when you look at the top teams, whether it's Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Clemson, what you're going to see is continuity in a staff and a collaborative effort in recruiting. And it's not just left to one guy to bring in a haul in his position room. It is literally everyone pulling on the same rope and saying, yo, if you're over here seeing this kid, do you need me to go check in on this kid? Do you need me to call this kid? Hey, can you call him and check in with his parents while we're working on this over here? It has really become a magnanimous, collaborative effort, the recruiting world right now. And so everything that is taking place with Tanu Kyne points to what they have built from administrative staff, coaching staff, and everyone involved to be able to make an impact like this on a young man in this short time. And if it goes Notre Dame's way, it is a round of applause for everything. We just talked about the Mike Norvell and Marcus Freeman similarities, but them recognizing the changes that needed to be made midstream, shift gears to build things up until they could get to a certain point. And this is a sign that we've said it in many different ways that things are really changing. You want to see certain recruits or bookmarks to say, okay, this is a sign that a Texas kid that Notre Dame wasn't in on from the beginning, which Notre Dame usually has to do to get elite kids like this that have Texas in their top three or USC in their top three that have a long history of developing NFL top-notch wide receivers.
Yeah.
You mean this kid is actually considering taking Notre Dame over them? And he's a Texas kid that has wanted to play for Texas for a while? That doesn't normally happen in this form and fashion. But for some reason, it might happen that way. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, it's a sign that things
Freeman effect.
Absolutely. But not just the Freeman effect. The Freeman effect is bigger than Marcus Freeman. That's what's so beautiful about Marcus Freeman, because great leaders don't hoard authority. They know how to empower others to walk in it. And that's the Freeman effect. Not just him being who he is. It's how he's empowered everyone in the program to use that same energy. And he's built that culture, bro. And you're starting to see the impact with a situation like Tanu Hines.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's really well said, Sean. That's what leaders are. That's what leadership's about, right? Yeah. Leadership is not just about one individual. It's about helping everybody else see the vision and believe in the vision. Like, that's leadership, right? So why does Tanu Hines have 42 offers, Sean? It's because he's a track star from Texas, right? I mean, like, that would be just such a massive get for Notre Dame, and we'll talk about the implication, you know, just kind of finishing forward, you know. So he's poorly ranked, set the bar higher. Yeah, okay. So about the 42 schools that have offered him, but I want to talk about recruiting rankings. Okay, go ahead. Sure. We'll do that. You know who doesn't care about those recruiting rankings, Sean? Notre Dame, Texas, USC, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Miami, LSU, Michigan, Oklahoma, Penn State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas A&M. Some pretty good schools as far as wide receiver play in that situation as well. So I will trust that offer list over whatever recruiting rankings that you're yelling about in the chat. So, yeah. Sean, another big reason they aren't pushing for him. All 42 schools are pushing for him. Got it. Thank you so much. They all just were like, yeah, we'll give you an offer, but none of them are pushing for him. Sure. Okay. All right. USC and Texas aren't pushing for him. You're right, Chris W. in the chat. You got it, sir.
That's the type of guy that walks up to a girl and asks for a number, and when she blows him off, he's like, well, forget you then. Don't get mad now, because you had interest.
I wasn't going to call you anyway. Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Don't do that. Don't. That's weak. Don't play that.
Yeah. The 42 schools that offered him, nobody wants him but Notre Dame.
Recruiting is recruiting, man. You win some, you lose some. It is what it is. Whoever wins this young man's services, they're not pushing for him. Yeah, all right.
I'm tired, man.
He just took an official visit, right? That they paid for, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
not paying for you to come, and I'm not pushing for you, but hey.
There's some level of interest there, I would say. Sean, another big reason. Last five cycles under Brian Kelly, they had three recruits that signed with Notre Dame. Nope, not my last show. I got one more next week, Irish for Life 99. So, Sean, in the last five cycles under Brian Kelly, they signed three players from the state of Texas in 5 years. In the first two under Marcus Freeman, 2023, 2024. I know he had to finish 2022, but 2023 is his first real cycle as head coach. They had seven players from Texas in 2 years, Sean. Seven players compared to three the previous five, okay? I think this will also be huge, because although you're not going to have the volume of three, four, five, okay, like you would have hoped, we hope every single year, this would actually be the only commit that Notre Dame is going to get from Texas in 2025. Now, 2026, that's going to change. I'm telling you guys right now, that is going to change pretty quickly. But I do think it also would be huge for Notre Dame because continuing that Texas pipeline, getting a kid, at least one from Texas every single year would be also be huge.
Someone said in the chat, Notre Dame literally could have all South kids at skill positions, kids from the South at skill positions on the field at some point this year. That's really a possibility. We haven't seen that in a long time. It's been a long time. That definitely harkens back to the Lou Holtz era. That definitely harkens back to the Lou Holtz era where that was like the norm. But no, it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. It's just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. Like, we're going to get to it. And I said this, and you and Brian used to look at me crazy because I said it last year. I was like, yo, the way things are moving, that 26 class could be the epic class, bro. It could be. Just the way things have been building from 24 to 25.
Sean, we'll talk about that with Brian Smith because he had a lot of positive things to say about what players were telling him down at the Under Armour Future 50. So we'll talk about that one with him next. Let's talk about the two schools that are Notre Dame's biggest threat to finishing and getting a commitment from Tanukkan, Sean. One is a school that was very predictable. It's Texas. Okay. Texas, unofficial visit to Texas this past month of June. They've been a school that have been on him for a pretty long time, Sean. And I think like every Texas kid that is on Texas's board, that's on their radar, there is a push to keep a kid like that in the States by people around him. Not necessarily from Tanuk and his family, those types of things, but from teammates, from surrounding schools, from maybe even people on the staff at your school. Like, there's a lot of pressure for a kid to stay into Texas. And Tanuk Hines also has a very easy sell to Texas as far as, Sean, they just put a kid in the first round this past year, right? Xavier Worthy. They just put a kid in the first round. Adonai Mitchell, if not for some, a little bit of, you know, lack of focus off the field and on the field at times, he probably is a first round pick this last cycle as well. They had another kid, Jordan Whittington, who was just a situational player for them, get drafted as well. So like they've had multiple receivers drafted this past April. And also Steve Sarkisian, what wide receiver wouldn't want to play for Sark? I mean, he gets guys open easily. So there is a big sell for the Longhorns. It's a pretty easy sell as a wide receiver, I would say.
You think? I'm a young man playing wide receiver, and I'm like, Steve Sarkisian is calling plays, and what? Wait a minute. We already have our quarterback coming back, and then Arch is going to be there when I get there, and oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, you talk about an easy sale. Yeah, that's like guys that work at the Mercedes or the Lamborghini dealership. Like, how much are you? What are you telling the guy that walks in? Obviously, if he walks in, he's ready to buy. I don't think anybody just walks into a top-notch car dealership that isn't in buy mode.
Just browsing yeah. Today.
Are you kidding me? So, no, it's like, They are probably the Lamborghini Ferrari program of college football right now. I think you would probably consider Alabama and Georgia definitely not sports cars, right? Because they're built on physicality. They were built on defense. So they would probably be like the top-notch SUVs or maybe even a flatbed per se. If you want to get into that,
yeah,
just power, right? Horsepower,
yeah.
And Texas is really just synonymous with speed, just the high schools, the recruiting.
I mean, they're right in the hotbed, right? I mean, keep some of that top talent from the Lone Star State at home. I mean, that's what you want to do, obviously. For Texas. And the wide receiver pool, Sean, I mean, Ohio State, LSU, Texas right now, and then Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Like, those are probably the wide receiver schools right now where you're just like, why would I not want to go there?
During the official visits, didn't they line up a bunch of Lamborghinis outside of, like, see? So They did. I forgot about that. They did that. Even they know, we're the Lamborghini of college football. This is what we're about. Even though they had those two big dump trucks in the middle of the defensive line last year.
That's an understatement, man, especially Devondre Sweat. Jesus, that dude was 300. Sean, he weighed in at 362 pounds at the combine, and he lost weight. Lost weight to do that, yes. Bro.
Yes. But no, that's simple, man. And I'm sorry, man, but that's a pull. That's a good look. You can give qualifiers. You can say, they really weren't pushing for him. You can say what you want to do. If Notre Dame pulls a Texas kid that had Texas on his final list that runs the way this kid runs, there's no way that is not a good look for Notre Dame. I don't care how you spin it. That's a great look for Notre Dame if they're able to pull this kid.
I'm very interested to see how Texas ends at wide receiver because obviously they're still recruiting Hines heavy, but they're in on a few of the big wide receivers in the class as well, some of the top-ranked guys, and they don't have any wide receivers committed in the class right now, so no wide receiver commits. So going to be interesting to see how they finish because it's a very talented board that they're working off of, obviously. Last team, Sean, because honestly, coming out of the Notre Dame official visit with the new Hines, I was certain that Texas and Notre Dame were the two schools for Tanu Kines. Those were the two. That was the battle. There was one school that entered into the fold pretty recently. Now, they got an official visit from him, so it's not like they hadn't been recruiting him or that type of thing. But USC, Sean, I think was a tier below. They have made a big push, and I will let everyone's imagination run wild with them as far as what that push was, okay? You can do your imagination can run wild on that one, okay? What would a push from USC look like? Just think about it, okay? But that being said, Sean, USC, if we're talking about the positives to USC, right? A kid that is obviously not afraid to go away from home because he's considering Notre Dame, so he's not afraid to leave the state of Texas. Lincoln Riley, although a volatile head coach, I think is the best term for him right now. That dude's a great offensive mind, dude. Great offensive mind. And wide receivers get open constantly. He loves to throw the rock. So if I'm a wide receiver, I do understand the appeal for playing for Lincoln Riley. I do.
You know what is – because let's play into the mentality of wide receivers, right? Because there are so many different mentalities, right? Will Fuller was really an unassuming star. Really unassuming. Didn't say a lot. Just ran by you. Just lined up. Next thing you know, hello, post route, touchdown. Then you have guys like Xavier Worthy. You have guys like Jordan Addison that talked a little bit more, not as much, but talked just a little bit more. And it was obvious, right? And then you just have your boisterous wide receivers that that's all they do. They're constantly talking in your face, letting you know. I'm interested in seeing where Tanuk falls in that. Just from watching his film, it doesn't seem like he's super quiet, but it doesn't seem like he's over the top as well. And I say that to say this. You get certain vibes from the receivers that come through Lincoln Riley's system, right? Because I don't know if he really has a wide receiver that's fully been him yet that splashed at USC. And I think maybe that might hurt him in this recruitment. Because you talked about hell of a playmaker, definitely can develop the quarterback, right? Jordan Addison wasn't his. Brendan Rice wasn't his. Who has he evaluated, developed, and then gotten to the NFL at USC? That begs the question. If I was connected to Tanu Kines, I would ask that question. Like, why should we trust you? What we know of you at Oklahoma, but what are we seeing from you here at this position at USC? Right. And, I think that's something that Texas kind of can say, yo, we just did it. Steve Sarkisian can say, I just did that. And I have some more coming that I evaluated and got here. Notre Dame is in a similar situation as USC in that point. Like, who do you have that the current staff has evaluated, developed, and put into the NFL? So just to give a big picture of that and what Tanuq Hines might be looking for, and goes to what you just said, what else does – how can USC stand out in this recruitment, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. NIL package. Other things.
For the lack of better terms,
LA, right? Does that play, which goes to the personality of the guy, because look at his wide receivers, even when he was at Oklahoma, CeeDee Lambs of the world, like guys that are really confident, a little cocky. And I just don't know if that fits who Tanuq Hines is, because Tanuq Hines, to even visit Notre Dame unofficially, it kind of gives you a peek into the young man. Right. Don't paint him inside of this picture of what you might think Texas wide receivers are. Perhaps Texas wide receivers are. This kid has a little bit more to him. Has a little bit bigger picture view, in my opinion. You know, just for him to have the interest and the genuine interest in the pitch of Notre Dame and spending time in South Bend. I think that lets us know a lot about the young man. So for me, I said it a couple of weeks ago, outside of making like this offer that, you know, a family can't refuse.
Sure.
Like, what else does USC really have to offer in this race that can kind of mount up to what Texas and Notre Dame have in tow?
Can you imagine being a parent and letting your kid go to USC? Like, just... I just don't know who could do that, man. I just don't know what kind of.
Is this what we're doing on the second to last show?
We're not doing it. No, I'm just kidding, man. We're not doing it.
Bro, is this what we're doing on the second to last show?
I just wanted to see the reaction, man. I just wanted to see the reaction. That's all I wanted to see. Yeah. Really?
Well, you go to USC. You go to USC for the limelights and the glitz and glamour. So when you're a theater film student, yeah, you kind of lean into that.
Hopefully Tanuq Hines is in a theater major, then maybe we'll be all right then. I don't know. Oh gosh. But getting back on track, because Brian Smith's about to join the show here in a minute.
Hey, I tried to slide Notre Dame into the top 10, bro. I did my part.
Feel good about where Notre Dame is with Tanuq Hines. Again, you got to fend off Texas down the stretch, then USC with the late push. But we feel good about where Notre Dame is with Tanuq Hines. Again, he is scheduled to make his commitment. Don't have an official time, but July 8th, which is a Monday, is when he's making his college decision. Folks, we're about to get Brian Smith on. You know him well on this channel. Before we do, if you could just hit that like button for us, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. Hit that notification bell. And if you are listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, whether that is Spotify, Apple, or anything else, make sure you subscribe to the channel there. 5-star reviews, boards.irishbreakdown.com. We're going to talk to Brian Smith next here on the Irish Breakdown podcast. We'll be right back.